Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Hope you're all well. I know I've been quiet, been busy. People think I've disappeared. No, I've just been busy. Obviously, we had the Lingfield weekend. A few people misbehaved. Cracking fun. The Friday night is actually becoming more legendary than the Saturday racing. Person called Sam Booker raised its head on Friday evening and it all got very messy. Learned some things I didn't know about Bobby Charlton, which I can't repeat on here. And it says something from when you look at the language I've used over the 4 years, I can't repeat that on here. But just cracking fun. Great to meet with everybody again. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And do we have to do it all again? Yes, because next year is the 10th anniversary of FTS going to Lingfield. So it's going to be a big one. There's people who are saying we should start on the Thursday. Absolutely no chance. If we start on the Thursday, I don't think we'd make the Saturday. Over the years, we've had ambulances, we've had winners, we've had all sorts. It's just full on entertainment. So thank you for those of you who come. Thank Kerry. Kerry did a lot of help with the organising this year, I'm not going to lie. So thank Kerry for that, and held things together on the day. And certain people were a bit of a mess. And thanks to everybody who comes along. It's great fun. It's a fantastic venue. Not having to leave the building in effect, walk from the hotel bar straight into the through the corridor to the box for the racing. Thought the food was decent this year. Nice to meet Lorraine, Alan Willoughby, Auschwitz Alan, nice of him to come along. Or Alcatraz Alan, as Kerry was calling him. There's a story behind that. I think I've said it on the pod. So good fun. So as always, those who came this year, you'll get the invite next year. But cracking entertainment. So yeah, that took up a bit of period. I've had two games of golf. So yeah, I have had a little bit of free time. Played at Littlestone on Friday and then played with some FTSers on Monday, which was nice. And then I've been knee deep, as always, in Excel. Been using a bit of OpenAI, ChatGPT, while the company's falling apart. I've been just using that to speed up some processes, build some new sheets. Alistair and I, he rings me up and asks me the odd idea, but just sorting all the data as we look to just improve things use-wise for people. And one thing, getting back to that Lingfield in before it all got silly. I'm just trying, just for a moment there, I said the words Lingfield and the picture of Art's t-shirt came into my head. Those of you who are there know what I'm talking about on Saturday night. That just pictured in my head. One of the good things talking to people was how, and again, the guys I play golf with on Monday, people finding what suits them. It's probably taken me longer than it should have done to get people along that line of thinking, and that's my fault. You know, I take that on the chin, sort of saying to everybody, there's everything, do it. You know, and then obviously the pods from sort of this year onwards, I've talked about, and last year, back end of last year, got to do what suits you. If you start doing things that don't suit you, it is almost going to lead to, almost certainly going to lead to failure. You're going to encounter scenarios that you're just not comfortable with, and I'm going to do, you know, I've not done a mindset pod. I sort of got to the stage where I've said everything. There's bits I want to do, but I want to do some shorter, snappier stuff, just on the pitfalls and things that people fall into. And ultimately, the biggest thing is greed. It's that will to win money, and more in every walk of life, people wanting something for nothing. I've really seen an increase in it. Obviously, when you have a website and you open your doors to everybody, in effect, you can't control who comes in, you know, and then it's how you interact with those people, and that's how you end up with decent people that you work with and other people who, you know, just got no time for, they've got no time for you or whatever it may be. But when you've got this sort of influx of people. It'll be the same when you deal with social media. The amount of people who want something for nothing. We live in a world now where, I mean, it's changed phenomenally over the last 20 years. And social media, big tech's been a big driver in that change. People becoming addicted to phones and nonsense, basically, and thinking it's real life, which is really tragic. But where lots of people, or a small number of people rather, get rich off the backs of others, and it's sort of driven this greed type thing, which just didn't exist when I was younger. You know, yeah, there was rich people, but it wasn't, you know, YouTubers and people like Elon Musk having, you know, billions and billions and billions, and being looked up to like some sort of idol. And I, you know, I stand by what I say. When people pop their clogs, I've yet to go to a funeral where people have talked about the amount of money that somebody had. They talk about what a good person they were, and we seem to be foregoing human decency for this rush for money. And I think in punting, that's where people, you know, it's always been there in punting. People see it as a get rich quick easy, and it isn't. And I just think if you can get yourself in a state where you're doing what suits you, you've got a lot more chance. And certainly that's where my focus is at the moment, is these are the methods, guys, but what do you actually do? What suits you? What suits your bank? What suits your mentality? What suits the time you've got available? What suits your lifestyle? Fits in around your kids and all that sort of thing. And I think once you get that balance, you really, that's when the people are making it. And I spoke to a good few people over the weekend who are kind of getting themselves, or have got themselves into that position. You still have winners and losers, but because it suits you better, it's not that angst. You know, there's always, I have to hold my sort of hands up and saying you're never going to win. And as much as people talking about week in, week out results drives me absolutely bananas, I'm not going to stop it. So I've got to really just let those people get on with what they do and accept that they're probably going to fail, and then put my time into the people who I can say, right, this is, we can work together, this is what we do, this is how you go about it. And we've got, and that number has definitely grown over the last 12 months, which is great. Just talking to people, that number of people doing that has grown over the last 12 months, and certainly in my groups, we're going to take a few more people along that journey. You're never going to get 100% success. But, you know, it's not just it's sport, isn't it? It's sport, you know, that I've got we've seen Everton fine 10 points. I haven't really read much on it. It came out Friday, didn't it? I sort of played golf, drove to Lingfield, did the newsletter, and it sort of, as I was doing the newsletter, somebody texted me about Everton, and I'd not heard a word. Is it a bit harsh? And obviously then people say, what about Man City? What about Chelsea? And then the Premier League teams this week, the 20 vote to not stop the loaning of players from connected clubs, which I just find absolutely staggering. But it's where we've taken the game. It's, you know, money. The Saudis are going to have a massive say. You know, when it first happened, somebody said to me, oh, no, look, there's... they're not going to take over. They're getting 600 people watch their games. There's no history of sport in Saudi Arabia other than recent years, where it's blatant sports washing. Simple as that. It's nothing else. People's morals go out the window when it's sport, which is really sad. I like to say I kind of get it, but the more I look into what Saudi Arabia's like, what they do, I don't get it. And it's going to change the face of the sport we know, and we are drifting further and further away from it. You know, the Everton thing, it's a shame for a club like Everton, but got themselves in an absolute mess. They've held their hands up, they're going to appeal. I expect it will be reduced. You're then going to have clubs suing Everton. All the while then people are saying, well, what about Man City? But that's a completely different case, and they are denying everything. And obviously they've got a bottomless pit of money behind any legal challenges. Chelsea, you know, when I did my rant about Chelsea and Abramovich, I got a load of stick, you know, even from people I like, and that. I stand by it, read about the guy, he's just an absolute crook, but everybody at Chelsea turned their blind eye to it because they were winning trophies. And obviously when you see them struggling now, people would probably, the Chelsea fans go, well, I get that, it's a great day out to go out and win a trophy. But the guy's the guy's an, he's a gangster. That's what he is. He's quite blatantly, simply a Russian gangster that got rich, and happened to choose Chelsea Football Club. But we just throw it all out the window, and we're just seeing it with everything: golf, boxing, just the whole lot. It's all being binned, and but it's just a part, kind of picture of the whole world. There's just a few people with a lot of money dictating everything, and then people are trying to look up to that as if it's some sort of good, and it's for me it really isn't. And this isn't about being socialist or whatever. It's just about people's perception of life. It's just not real life. I've got no idea why people look up to Elon Musk like he's some sort of saviour. I just don't get it. Just let him get on and do what he does. He's going to make millions and billions, but he don't give a shit about you. He ain't going to change your life. I just find it all a bit weird. So next week, right, football starts. This will be the first proper winter football for 4 years. I am super excited, I'll be honest. Whilst it'll be busy and it'll be hard work, you know, we've had COVID, Winter World Cups, all that's gone. We now have one international break between Friday and the end of the season. That will come in March. I had a conversation with somebody last week before I went to Lingfield. I think it was Thursday last week on a Zoom, about why I don't do internationals and things, and I just don't, because I do everything pretty much data driven, and how I interpret that data and how I use it, and a lot of that I share, some obviously I don't, but most of it is out there. I don't have data on these games. I have no interest. My interest in international football has since 2018 evaporated completely. I don't even know plays anymore. I'd love to see England win something, but my views on who's in charge, you know, that's, you know, I'll stand on it. It ain't going to happen. I think we're going to get to a stage where we look at this and we are looking at, without doubt, a talent pool of English players, which is probably as good as I've seen in my lifetime. You know, we've seen talented individuals when we've had the likes of Hoddle, Gascoigne, Lineker, Ferdinand and Terry, Gerrard, Lampard. We've had Scholes, brilliant player Scholes. We've sort of had that, but as a group of players, we've got probably the most talented in one of the poorest international setups, and that's where the two go hand in hand, and that's what really makes me cross about it all. It's not that we've got a great, those years of Hoddle, that there was fantastic Brazilian teams and Italian teams and French teams and Spanish teams in a period where there's been holes in that international football, and we're going to come out of it probably with nothing to show for it, with fantastic opportunities that have not been grasped, and it's going to be down to one man. Nice guy, just underwhelming as a football coach, tactically lacking, and that's it. And I know there's people who disagree, and that's absolutely fine, that's my perception. But from 2018, so getting back to where I was, I just don't need to bet on international football. There's plenty of football out there. I don't need to. And the person I was having a conversation with, they'd lost a few quid on over the internationals. Things didn't go as they were, I just sort of said, well, I just don't even look at it. I genuinely don't even look. I've looked at the games when there's been league games. We've had a bit of Segunda, a couple of Brazilian games tonight, a League One game last night, but I've not looked at anything because I don't need to. I don't need to get up and have a bet. And I think that's, again, something you've got to get out of. I've got to get up and have a bet. Oh, what's on today? What's this? It just doesn't interest me in the slightest. I am keen to go on Friday, but again, it will be if things suit what I do and suit my, then I will be involved. If they don't, then I wait till Saturday. Almost certainly there will be stuff Saturday, but if there wasn't, I wait till Sunday, and then we just move around through that situation. And I think, again, that's what you got to look to do. So a lot of people bet because they're bored or there's nothing on, and all those little bets that you cut out, all that nonsense, you know, it all adds up. as you move forward. So, yeah, that's... yeah, no, I don't even touch it. I don't touch European football. I'm very sort of, you know, I've moved away from doing the horses. I used to a lot more on the horses. I've moved away from that. My focus is the methods. I really love the first half goal 1.5 method. I really love the over 1.5s. And I've got some other stuff that I'm doing. And I've got my fixed odds bets and ultimate. And I've got some goal markets fixed odds. So I've got plenty to make me a living that I can just keep chugging away at without going to find another bet. And I think if you get out of that and stick to, as I say, it's all about getting a plan, sticking to it, but it's making that plan's got to suit you where we are. I'm going to do book reviews next week. So I did a newsletter last week. We're looking to do some more Excel stuff with you in January onwards. Sam Cassidy did an Excel course in early this year, I think it was. We're going to revisit that in January 24, again with stuff that suits you. It's a massive tool for us. It's a fantastic tool, particularly when you start incorporating a bit of AI into it, which is what I've been doing over the last couple of months. Just the what it can do for you and what it can lead to genuinely is brilliant. I mean, I've found two things that I'm going to be looking at going forward just through this international break, just using AI and building a couple of sheets. So we want to do that, you know, but it's basic, get a lot of things, record keeping, people can't do that. How do you get fixtures in? So we're going to do a course. So if you've got any Excel ideas or things that you struggle with, drop it in. Ultimately, it's like everything, like Excel doesn't do it for you. You've still got to put a bit of work in. So we're happy to put a course on, but you've still got to go away and actually do it. It's incredible. You make people videos going, look, there's the sheet, that's it. You send them the sheet with the video and then they go, it doesn't work my end. Well, it does. It's nobody ever goes, it's me, do they? It's always Excel's fault. Just need to take a bit of time and learn how to do things properly. So we're going to do that. Ask for podcast topics. I'm going to start book reviews next week. So I'm going to do a wide range of books as well, not just all self-help ones. I'm going to do some fiction books I've read, just stuff of interest. So I think they'll be okay. I'm going to try and keep them shortish. You know, I'm a massive reader. I think everybody should read more. Turn your TVs off. Let's get back to the days when TV wasn't on all day long. And then the mindset stuff as well. So in the newsletter last week, I asked for anything that people want to hear. We want to tailor stuff to suit you as we move forward. So do send any suggestions into Kerry at support@ftsincome.co.uk and we will deal with that. I think that's it. I think that's all I've got. Football's back. Can't sing. I've parked. We're at the top of the league. Can't sing that now till maybe next August, as the Spurs collapse was completed at Wolves. I was on a live Zoom that day when Tottenham went. I left the room at 1-0, and by the time I got to my computer, it was 2-1. To Wolves, people thought I would duck out the Zoom on it. It's football. Whilst I love Tottenham and I'd love to see him do well, ultimately it ain't the be all and end all of life. I know some people make football the be all and end all of life, but it really isn't. The 49ers are back to winning ways. See, I just switched to the NFL. 49ers back to winning ways. I did watch stayed up and watched the Chiefs Eagles game the other night. Enjoyed that. And the newsletter will be rolling out on Fridays. We've discussed already doing two a week. I'm speaking to Andy and Mark next week sometime, so we'll see the mechanics of that. It does take quite a bit of time. I'm really conscious of Andy's time that he puts into it. He certainly produces the lion's share of the work, and I don't want him feeling tied to a computer for the newsletter, but we may look to do two a week, perhaps after Christmas now, into the new year. But I'll speak to them and let you know. But yeah, they'll continue. And of course, the most important part of that is the tipping comp, of which I'm top, literally until probably Monday. Right, so I've got live sessions and things resuming from this week onwards. Got football thick and fast, no Winter World Cups, no nonsense. I'll be back. I hope you've enjoyed the break. I have to say, bit of it's felt this last few days, felt a bit leisurely almost, which has been nice. But we're all back at it now, and I will be back with regular pods, book reviews, newsletters, live trading, and we'll be good to go. So have a lovely couple of days, and I will start back with you all guys from Friday.